Alif Lam Mim. Okay. Now we're still talking about the name of Allah Tawwab. The name of Allah what?
Tawwab.
Okay. And last time we gave an example of the teacher.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what is the difference between a teacher who's fair and the teacher who is fair and tawwab?
The one that follows up with the student.
Exactly. So which one is tawwab? The one who follows up with the student, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why is it better for you? Because it makes sure
you understand the concept.
Yes, exactly. No, to make sure that you become a good person.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like you should stop doing your work, he would call your parents, he would call you, you give him detention, so far. To wake you up, so doesn't wait until the end of the year and give you an F. No, he keeps sending you a punishment after a punishment. There was a battle called the Battle of Tabuk. Or they call it the Battle of Hardship. Yes, the Battle of Hardship. What is the battle of hardship? It is when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to go and invade the Roman Empire, prevent them from going into the Arabian Peninsula. Okay, so it was a time of very hard time in Medina, very little food and very 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 hot weather, very hot weather. Very harsh weather, very hot, boiling. Okay, so now the Prophet said, everybody come. So the good believers who have wealth, the good believers who can afford it, they went out. So that's the first group. The first group is the, this is a test. This is what?
Test.
Just like Surah Al-Ankabut, that Allah was going to test. Allah's going to testing you. That's right. So the test was that it's very hot and lack of like resources. Medina wasn't doing well at that time. You know, a lot of people don't have anything. So the first people are the people who can afford it, and they went out. Good believers who can afford it and went out. Means like gone, you know, went with the battle, joined the battle. The second kind are hypocrites. Hypocrites, people of hypocrisy, they said what? They have money. People, hypocrisy who can afford it. Hypocrisy from people who can afford it. But they came to Prophet Muhammad and gave excuses. The first one, oh, my son is sick. The other one, oh, my wife is sick. Third one, oh, I have to take care of this business. So, oh, they keep making excuses. So they didn't, even though they can afford it, they didn't go out because they are hypocrites. Yeah, that's right. So that's the second group. Now the third group are people who can't afford it. Good believers who can't afford it. So good believers who can't afford it, they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and crying so hard. Please take us with you. The Prophet says, I don't have any extra food or clothes or right to bring you with us. I don't have anything. I don't have anything extra. Okay, for the ride and for the battle. I don't have any extra. So they cried. They kept crying really hard because they felt so miserable that they want to go out that they couldn't. And then the fourth kind are good believers but lazy. Yes, lazy believers. Okay, lazy believers, they kept procrastinating, until they missed the catching up with the battle. So they kept saying, well, we'll go out tomorrow. And then tomorrow said, go out the next day. And then the next day said, we're going out the next day. And they kept postponing it until it was almost impossible for them to catch up with the Prophet. They have gone so much. They have gone so much distance that there is no way you can catch the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the Prophet came from the battle. The hypocrites came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lied and gave excuses. Okay? And the people who are good believers, but they kept postponing it, the lazy believers, they said the truth. They went to the Prophet and they said the truth. They said, oh Prophet, we have no excuse or whatsoever. We have no excuse or whatsoever. We are guilty. We are guilty. We have no excuse or whatsoever. And they were three people. How many they were people? Three people. So the people that are lazy believers, they were how many?
Three.
So now Allah is a tawwab. So Allah wants to teach them a lesson. Okay? Compared to hypocrites, okay, which one did worse? The deeds are have worse deeds.
The lazy.
No, the hypocrites.
The hypocrites. That's right. Have done worse deeds. So why didn't Allah punish them? Allah doesn't care about them yet. Allah doesn't care about them. So when they came lying, the Prophet knew they were lying, but he said, you know, it's between you and Allah. It's between you and Allah. You are excused. It's between you and Allah. But those three guys, they'd say we have no excuse whatsoever. It is, we made a big mistake. We made a big mistake. So, Allah asked them, so Allah wanted to give them tawbah. Allah wanted to give them tawbah. So how would Allah give them tawbah? Allah, they went to the Prophet, so the Prophet said, you stay in your home. You stay in your home and don't go out of your home. So it's like home arrest. It's like home arrest. You stay in your home and you don't. First of all, he told all the companions not to talk to them. He told all companions what? Not to talk to him. So, and then he would walk around. He would walk around and trying to talk to the guy, where was he?
He said that Allah gave them 4 towels and then the Prophet told them to go to their homes and stay there and not come out.
No, the first thing is that ordered nobody to talk to them. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So the Prophet ordered nobody should talk to these guys. That's an order from the Prophet. The second one, if they go and talk to their friends, they will say, no, we're not talking to you. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, we're not supposed to talk to you. You got this part? So that was the first punishment. Then the hypocrites came to them and said, if you would have given him an excuse, okay, you wouldn't have to suffer this punishment. Okay? So they are now telling them, you have got yourself in trouble by not giving an excuse. You got yourself in trouble by not going into giving an excuse. Then so the first punishment was not to talk to anybody. Okay? Nobody would talk to them. The second punishment was like a house arrest. So they stay in their house and they don't leave their house. So that's the second punishment. And then the third punishment is to let his wife or let their wives go back to their parents' home. Get out of the house. So how many stages of punishment? Number one?
Number one, no one talks to them.
Number two?
House arrest.
Number three?
Go
back home. So they are now not only in the third stage, they are not only alone, unable to talk to anybody, but also they became lonely, completely lonely in their house. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he punished them, they used to cry and suffer and cry the suffer. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve them from the suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse. The ones who give false excuses is 939 to 69. So to 96. 93 to 96.
Yes? 33,
36? Yeah. Okay. And then the 992 is group 2. Is group 2. Okay. Now, the second example of how Allah punishes, Allah gives tawbah to people through punishment. Let's talk about the Battle of Uhud. In the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims wanted to protect their back. Why do you want to protect your back during a time of war? So you're not attacked from both sides, front and back, and it becomes like a sandwich. You know? The bad guys are attacking you from the front and from the back. So they didn't want that because they would have to fight in the front, fight in the back, which is very bad position. So they went to they made their back to be the battle, to be the what? The mountain of Uhud. So now, however, the bad guys can still go through the valley. They can still go through the valley from the back and attack the Muslims from behind. So the Prophet said, okay, you people who are guarding our back, they were 50 people. Those people who are guarding our back, do not leave under any circumstances. Do not leave until I send you someone to say, now you can leave.
Is this a battle of Uhud?
Yes. You got that? Uhud, yes. So now, at the beginning of the war, stage one of the war, Muslims were doing very well. And the bad guys are running away. So when they run away, they leave behind their gold and
spoils,
spoils of war. So now the guys on the top of the mountain said, well, the battle is over. The bad guys are left, okay? And we need to go down and collect the spoils of war. Now the leader of this group said, no. Remember, the Prophet said we should not leave unless he sends us someone to tell us that we can leave. Okay? So they disobeyed the Prophet. As a result of disobeying the Prophet, Khalid ibn al-Walid, which was a very smart army general, Khalid ibn al-Walid, noticed that and he attacked the Muslims from behind. First of all, he wanted to attack Muslims from behind. Now, how many archers left?
So you listened to the leader? What happened to the leader then?
Oh, the leader didn't go anywhere. And the leader, and so 10 archers didn't leave. The remaining 40, they left. So now Khalid ibn al-Walid noticed that. So he said, now I can attack the Muslims from the back. Why? Because 10 archers, you can get rid of them easily. So they went into the back. They were able to kill the 10 archers. The left was left. Before it was 50, so he couldn't do it. Now it's 10, so he can do it. So now he attacked the Muslims from the back, and the Muslims at round number two now. Round number one were the Muslim one. Round number two is when Muslims started losing because they are being attacked from the back. And the Prophet uncle was killed. Prophet Muhammad fell down in a hole. It broke his teeth. You name it. It was a terrible, terrible mistake. Terrible, terrible, terrible event, which is event round number two in the battle. So that was, yes.
The archers who left, like, were they punished or something? Or like,
they probably, some of them died in the battle, and others, the history neglected them. The history did not talk about them. So I assume that they've joined the army and they had to fight, and then they were probably killed or something else. So when Khalid ibn al-Walid attacked the Muslims from the back, so the bad guys from the front, they saw that. So now they return back to the battle. So now the Muslims between people in the back and people in the front. Soldiers in the back, soldiers in the front. And it was a terrible defeat. Now, tell me, Allah punished the believers. Why? Allah wanted to give believers tawbah. Allah wanted to give believers what?
Tawbah.
So what, for Allah to give believers tawbah, they need to be punished. So this was the punishment, is that they got defeated, right? So let me ask you a question. Which one made worse deeds, the non-believers or the believers? The non-believers. The believers made a small mistake, made a mistake. Actually, disobeying the Prophet was a mistake. But the non-believers did worse than that. They worshipped idols, right?
Yeah.
So why would Allah punish the believers and not punish the non-believers?
Because they will be punished in the next chapter.
Yes, in round number two, they would be punished. Okay. So, why did Allah punish? Just imagine with me for a second. Imagine with me for a second. If imagine with me in a second. If the believers win, if the believers won after disobeying the Prophet, would that be good? If they win after disobeying the Prophet, would that be something good? No. Why? Because the companions will later on say, okay, we have disobeyed the Prophet before and we still succeeded.
Yeah, so we don't need to follow the Prophet anymore.
Exactly. MashaAllah, you're so smart. You see why? Allah wanted to give them tawbah and teach them a lesson not to disobey the Prophet again. So that was the tawbah. And also, Allah doesn't want them to get away for what they did. Why? Because Allah wants to give them tawbah, because Allah is giving them a wake up, wake up, wake up, strike, wake up, strike. You got it? Wake up, strike. So now, if Allah did not punish them, then they would say, Okay, we can disobey the prophet again. Okay.
Wait, how are they punished? They died?
Oh, the battle was hell. And the round number two of the battle, round number one, they won. Round number two, when the archers, 50 archers, 40 of them left, and 10 stayed there. Khalid ibn al-Walid, which, who knows Khalid ibn al-Walid?
He was a brilliant war general.
Yes.
He used to be a pagan worshiper. Then he converted to...
Exactly. Now, he's not Muslim yet. He's not a Muslim yet. So, he noticed this gap. He noticed this gap. Okay, and turned around attacking he killed all 10 archers because it wasn't enough to push him back. 10 archers is not enough. So he killed them, and then he attacked the Muslims from the back.
And his nickname was Saifullah.
Yeah, his nickname was Saifullah after he became a Muslim. Allah, the Prophet called him the sword of Allah. Now, in Ayah 3:152, Allah is reprimanding. Shall I use this word? Reprimanding. Do you understand what it is?
Reprimand. It means to scold. Like, why did you do this? How could you? Scolding
yes.
someone on why they did something bad.
Exactly.
I'll spell it out for you.
Exactly. So, Allah is reprimanding in this ayah, which is ayah 3:152, that He gave you victory in round number one. But in round number two, you wanted to collect the spoils of war. You disobeyed the Prophet and wanted to collect the spoils of war. So, then this means that they love dunya or love akhirah. So when collecting the spoils of war, they mean that they want the dunya. Dunya is the spoils of war. But they initially wanted akhirah, means wanted to fight for the sake of Allah.
Oh, she had.
What is it?
Is that fighting for the sake of Allah?
Fighting for the sake of Allah. Yes.
Yeah, she had. That's what I
yes.
heard that in the news.
So at the beginning, at the beginning, they won round number one. Round number two, before round number two, at the end of round number one, they disobeyed the Prophet and 50 became 10. So now they are attacked. Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, was killed. The Prophet fell in a hole. His teeth were broken. It was a miserable. It was a miserable war round. It was miserable for round number two. They then went to round number three, but I'm going to ignore round number three.
It's 10:44 now. He said that at 10:45 we should go. So is it okay if we could start take pictures and pack up and get ready to go?
Did they fire the alarm?
No.
Oh, no, he said that at both. Now it's 10:45.
Hold on. Two things. Two quick things before we go.
Okay.
There is a battle called the Battle of Hunain. There is a battle called the Battle of Hunain. Muslims made a mistake. They said they felt that their numbers is high enough that they don't need to beg Allah for victory. So in the previous wars, Muslims used to beg Allah for what? Victory. In the Battle of Hunain, they felt that the number is enough, which were 10,000. So they said, 10,000 soldiers, we are enough. So we don't need to beg Allah as much. They didn't say that. But they did act that way. They didn't say that way, but they did act this way. So Allah gave them, round number one, Allah gave them punishment. And they ran away from the battlefield. And then round number two, the prophet was able to gather them again and defend and attack. That's number one. Number two, how did Allah give Tawbah to Yunus?
In the whale.
In the whale. Allah made the whale swallow him.
And he lived inside the stomach.
Yes. That's why, look, this is a very good lesson that Allah put them in the belly of the whale for. You can imagine how disgusting, terrible. And the whale dissolved his skin. So he became skinless.
Skeleton.
So how many stories you have? You have the story of the bird. You have the story of the bird. You have the story of...
Did he grow his skin back? Or
When he came out, Allah had a tree there, so then he could sit under the tree while he healed.
Squash tree or squash? It's called squash or squish? Squash, right?
Squash.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, and then we have the story of the battle of Hunayn, 2. Then we have the story, for the battle of Tabuk, 2. Then we have the story for the battle of Uhud, 3. Then we have the story for the battle of the battle of Hunayn. Then we have a story for Yunus alayhi salam. And these are all the stories that you will be talking about, and basically you're going to explain what did they do wrong that Allah needed to punish them for. So you're going to tell me what in the homework. What did they do wrong in each battle? What did they do wrong so that Allah punishes them? Got it?
Oh yeah, that's right there.
Okay.
So we can go?
Yes, you're dismissed.